And now it's time for Jack. Come on up, Jack.
Hi, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I'm pretty sure most of you know me, but for those of you who don't, I'm Jack. I'm graduating from Skyline this year, and I will be going to Willamette University up in Oregon next fall. I wanted to just start off my speech with a quote. Cardinal Gaspar Mimolo once said, "A mother is someone who can take the place of all others, but whose place no one else can take." As I prepare to leave home and start college in 3 short months, I am struck by the applicability of this quote to my relationship with my mom. In reading this quote, I realize how much my mom has done for me these last 18 years. I realize how many different roles she has played in making me who I am, and I realize how much I am going to miss her when I leave. In my childhood, certain people have undoubtedly left a huge impact on me. These people include my early coaches, my first teachers, and my closest friends. What amazes me about my mom is that she is all of these individuals rolled into one. She has, as Cardinal Mermelo once said, taken the place of all others. She has been my coach, helping run one of my first t-ball teams. She has been my teacher, helping teach me lessons in school as well as in life, being the first person I go to when I don't know how to do something or I don't know what's right. And finally, she has been the closest of my friends. My mom has been the one who I can go to when there's no one else there for me. Whenever I get stressed with school or have issues with friends, it's my mom with whom I am able to go to. She's the one who will listen when no one else will. She has been all of these things for me while also caring for me, my sisters, and dad, a feat I know no one else could do, and yet a feat that she does without complaint. When I make my way up to Oregon in August, I will be faced with the impossible task of finding people to fill the void that will be left in leaving my family, in particular my mom. I will need to find people to confide in, to spend time with, and to be happy around. While it is a daunting task, it is a task that I know I am ready for, thanks to my mom and the rest of my family. My resilience, my confidence, and my open-mindedness are all things which I have learned from my mom. She has been the perfect role model for me, even if she hasn't been perfect. In the last few years, she decided that she wasn't happy with her situation and decided to do something about it. She started taking the necessary steps to become a teacher, and I am happy to say, even if she isn't, that she has been teaching for the last year. She has shown me what it takes to be proactive, how to take the bull by the horns, and how to be the master of your own life. Now, as it's Mother's Day, I must also take the time to thank my grandma. For my sisters and I, she has been a sort of second mom. She comes to all of our games as long as it's not raining too hard and as long as it's not too cold, and she has given us more rides than could be counted. She is one of the most hardworking, impressive, and to-the-point people I know, and because of her, I know the best ways to tell telemarketers not to call my number anymore. Of all the things I'll miss when I make my move to Willamette in the fall, I think I will miss nothing more than our weekly family dinners and Granny's brownies that come with them. I know that I have been aggravating more than a few times and that my mom dreads nothing more than to hear my drawn-out calling of her name, but I know that she still loves me and I hope that she knows I love her too. As Mark Twain put it, "My mother had a great deal of trouble with me, but I hope she enjoyed it." I know I did. I love you, Mom.